Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff, how much do you look at this game as a club as just an opportunity within your room to, you know, start on a different path?
Yeah, it's a big game, obviously, the first one of the year, so... Obviously, we know there's a lot more to come, but yeah, you always want to get off to the right good start. So hopefully we can get off on the right foot tonight.
Don talked yesterday about attacking the game, you know, trying to jump out and not just letting the game come to you. How important is that going to be for this club to just right from the start of games really attack it?
Yeah, I think trying to be aggressive is kind of sort of how we want to play. Obviously, like, he wants to play sort of how our systems are kind of designed, and you want to try and take advantage of some of the guys we have on the team that are pretty good skaters, and in order to do that, we have to be aggressive, we have to be on our toes, and I think that sort of is just sort of how we're going to get the best result out of ourselves.
You think the word he used was fearless? In the past, I think this team, you could probably say, was hesitant at times to play. Do you think it's a little bit different and better mentality for you guys?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, obviously, when you have the coach that sort of is has that mindset, it's nice as a player because no one obviously wants to make mistakes, but it's a fast game, and the other team's playing too. So there's going to be mistakes, and I think the way we've thought about it, or he's talked about it, is sort of making the mistakes by erring on the side of being aggressive, and rather than being passive and then trying to catch up. So that's where I think that kind of mentality comes in.
Jeff, what does Hennis Joseph bring to your line?
He's got a lot of speed. I think that's pretty evident. The way he plays the game, he's good on the forecheck, and he's pretty skilled too. I think he doesn't get as much credit maybe for that as he is, because he makes some good plays in tight areas, and yeah, I've enjoyed playing with him. He's brought a lot of positives to our line, and not only our line but with the team so far. So it's been fun to see.
You guys are back in the Atlantic Division as Montreal face the Leafs, the Lightning. How different would be the challenges here back in this regular environment for your team?
I don't know if it's too different. I mean, every team's in a different division than they were last year, so every team has the same challenges. Obviously, we know our division is pretty pretty competitive. There's a lot of good teams in there. but that's kind of the league now. I think you've seen it just from the few games that have been played already, that every night it's kind of any team can win. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to get back to a regular schedule, I think, and that's more of a positive than a challenge, I think. And overall, I think that's what guys want, really, and it should be fun.
What do you guys want the identity of this group to be? You know, with when people see you guys play, what do you want? You know.
Yeah, I think it's a tough thing. I think it kind of gets thrown around where you sort of start using buzzwords and stuff, but it's up to us to kind of execute, and I think we touched on playing aggressive and being fast and working hard. I think that's what it comes down to. I think it's if you want to play aggressively, you're going to have to be putting pressure on your opponents in sort of all three zones to, for that to be effective. So I think those are some of the sort of, I don't know, what do you call them, but just kind of the mindset we have as a group, and something that hopefully we can establish early and continue to build on throughout the season.
You're going to be playing with Casey Middles now. What are you seeing in his game, and how can you describe the growth of his game during the last season?
I mean, he's a good player. I think it's, I don't know, I think I've seen a lot of talk about how sort of he's grown a lot in the last 2 years, and I mean, I'm not trying to discredit sort of all the work he's put in, the commitment he has, but he's been a great player sort of his whole life. So I think coming up, he was a great player. Obviously, he was a high pick in the draft, and that was for a reason, right? He's a skilled player. He's he can control the game when he's playing well in the middle. And I think he's continuously progressing, and that's what you like to see out of young guys. And it's exciting to see him take sort of some big sort of next steps, I guess, when you look at sort of his trajectory. But for me, I think when you see him every day and you see sort of what he's capable of, it's not as surprising, I would say, and hopefully he can keep on that path, because he's had a great camp, and he's going to be a big impact player for us.
He's still fairly young though for a position where you need a lot of experience. What's the challenge for you as a winger when you play with a younger center, whether it's him or down the lineup? You're still pretty young.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's any challenge different than sort of any other centerman. Obviously, he's going to be going up against some pretty tough matchups. But that's kind of what he's earned and what he kind of deserves. So he and we as a line have the same challenges that every team has, or every line on our team has. It's trying to be consistent every night and sort of win your battles and win the matchup and be a positive impact on the game and help the team win.
Jeff, you mentioned that earlier, just getting, you know, success early. Well, what is success early for you guys? Are you judging it wins and losses? Are you judging it in establishing kind of that team culture? I mean, what's us considered successful here these first few games especially?
I mean, if we don't judge it on wins and losses, everyone else will, so I think we might as well. So that's why you play the game, right? You play the game to win, and for us, obviously, we know we have a young group, and we have a lot of guys that are making some big steps, and that's exciting. But again, at the end of the day, we come out and we're trying to execute, and we're trying to win hockey games, so. That's pretty much the bottom line for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.